living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
All right, welcome back, everybody. In the Gut Solution, Drs. Lawson and Dr. Del Pozo reveal the best solution available for functional gastrointestinal disorders like irritable bowel syndrome and recurrent abdominal pain. Their program, SEEDS, which stands for Stress Management, Education, Exercise, Diet, and Sleep, guides the child, patient, and their families alike on how to manage these common and often difficult digestive problems. Doctors, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks, Dr. Mike.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mike.
Let's get right into this. Dr. Del Pozo, what's the SEEDS program? Talk a little bit more about that, where it came from, how you guys came up with this, and the kind of success you've seen.
Sure. Well, Dr. Lawson really wanted to get these kids some treatment and coping skills before they became adults with IBS and abdominal pain. And over the years, I usually see adults, and it's been decades of them suffering. So we wanted to do early intervention and also deliver the best evidence-based medicine, the treatments that are going to work. And there's no quick fix. There's not one pill or one thing that's going to work. It's these five elements together: the stress management, the education and communication, exercise, eating the right foods for the symptom that the person's experiencing, and then some surprising things about sleep that are in the sleep chapter on how to get good sleep, staying connected socially the whole time, and having enjoyable events every day.
Let's make sure we understand each one of these individual components, because I think this is important. When you mention stress management, you're talking about kids now. So what does that mean exactly? Are you talking drugs? Are you talking more behavioral changes, lifestyle changes?
Yeah, behavioral things. Stress management, for example, talking to someone about what they're going through. If the family's going through something like a separation, a divorce, moving, any change could stress the kid, and having someone to talk to, doing regular relaxation, having downtime that isn't necessarily screen time, something more focused, some visualization, deep breathing. Medications don't typically work to treat IBS and can increase the other problems that the kids are having. So the stress management part might just be them spending more time playing and doing something fun every single day.
What about the, now let's skip to the D, which stands for diet, and I'm going to go maybe a little more specific with Dr. Lawson here, but I am curious, we are dealing with a gastrointestinal syndrome here. Are there any nutrients that you're also going to give to these kids that have been shown to, say, decrease gut inflammation, for example?
Dr. Mike, there's not much that we can do there. There's no true inflammation for the most part. There have been some studies, but there have been small numbers and difficult to reproduce that suggest there could be a little bit of inflammation. But for the majority, there isn't. And there's a lot of interest in what's called the microbiome. It's the gut flora that's in the large bowel. We have 10 to the 12th bacteria in there. But our understanding of that is very limited, and we tend to sell it too much, I think, oversell it to the public. But, you know, probiotics have been used. They're not harmful. They reduce a bit of gas, but I don't think they're the answer. As Dr. Del Pozo said, you have to take this holistic approach to help the kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Diet-wise, you know, there's a lot of interest in FODMAP diets, which essentially mean reducing the amount of fructose, which is a complex sugar that we can't really digest in the small bowel, but it gets fermented in the large bowel, producing gas. And, of course, irritable bowel patients don't like the gas that's already in there. You put more in there, they're more uncomfortable because they have visceral hypersensitivity, meaning they feel things at a much lower volume. They have a different threshold.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to minimize the gas. There's a lot of interest in gluten, but really it's not the gluten that's the problem. It's the fructan in the wheat that carries the gluten that's really the problem.
What do you find that digestive enzymes help as a supplement in the kids?
No. Kids have up to about a 60% placebo response to anything you give. And as you know, Dr. Mike, it's pretty hard to get anything that works better than 60% of the time. And as Dr. Del Pozo said, there's no medicines that have ever been shown to be better than placebo in kids. And so it's,
Are there any foods then that you would say are an absolute no? Like, if you're a parent listening to this and you think you're suspecting IBS, or maybe your child has been diagnosed with, is there any food that you would say, yeah, you just can't give this to your child?
Well, there's no allergy that's going to, you know, set them off, but it makes sense to avoid some triggers. Particularly, if I just had to simplify it, I'd say sodas and pizza. You know, they're the main triggers for discomfort.
High fat, high sugar.
That's going to be tough. Well, that's a tough one, isn't it, for the kid?
It is. Now, it's not always going to cause a problem, and as Dr. Del Pozo has pointed out, you know, it depends on what's going on at the time you're eating. If you're under a lot of stress, you're going to blame whatever you're eating at the time that caused the flare. But, you know, it just makes sense to avoid things that upset you.
Yeah. Dr. Del Pozo, what kind of success have you seen, you know, when a child and a parent goes through the SEEDS program? What kind of success are we talking about here?
You know, over time, over years, the impact holds up, which is amazing. You know, looking 4 years out at our data, their total doctor visits are down and their psychological visits are cut in half, and it's kind of like they get a handle on things and they know what to do and they're coping better with it. They plan for flare-ups. Even some kids will come back between week one and week two and they tried a few little changes here and there and they're feeling so much better. And then we talk about planning, you know, for maintenance and preparing for the time when they do have a flare-up and the things that they'll do differently. There are no absolutes as far as, you know, they absolutely should avoid this or that. Okay. It's just how they cope with it.
Yeah. So let me ask this, going back to Dr. Lawson here, what about exercise? I mean, so we talked about diet. What about, is exercising going to help with some of these symptoms?
Yeah, Dr. Mike, there's definitely good evidence, about six very good scientific papers that show a great benefit. And it's probably through the mechanism of endorphin generation. So the more endorphins on board, the more you can block a lot of these pain pathways in the midbrain. There's a lot of endorphin-sensitive receptors in there. So it's a very effective way of trying to manage the symptoms. But, of course, we don't want the kids to overdo it. There's type A enough as it is. We don't want them to push themselves in a competitive sense. So we give the kids stability balls and cable tubing that they can use at home at their leisure.
Gotcha. So what about now, if, you know, so I know you guys have the book, right? We have the Gut Solution, and we'll bring up the website here in a second again for that. But what if someone's listening here and they want to maybe get a hold of your clinic, Dr. Lawson? Is there a phone number or a site that you can send them to so they can learn specifically about maybe talking to you?
Well, now, unfortunately, I'm in Kaiser Permanente, which is a prepaid medical system, and that's why we've been able to do this type of program, because it's not fee for service. So you can bring a group in, and as Dr. Del Pozo said, you know, our data has been very impressive, and we've presented at many scientific meetings. But I would recommend the website, because we have some videos on there, Dr. Mike, of myself and Dr. Del Pozo and our dietitian Monica Randall, and people can actually access what we do in the program. It's a sort of a virtual reality there for people to see what we've been able to do, and then think about buying the book too if they would like to.
So go ahead and give us that website again.
TheGutSolution.com. The Gut Solution.
Oh, that's pretty simple. TheGutSolution.com. The full title of the book, in case my listeners want to search for this, obviously just go to TheGutSolution.com, but in case you want to go to your favorite sites, Amazon, what have you, it's The Gut Solution for Parents with Children Who Have Recurrent Abdominal Pain in IBS, and the authors are Dr. Michael Lawson and Jessica Del Pozo. So you can check that out at your favorite site or at thegutsolution.com. You guys, I really thank you for the research that you're doing. It's always great to hear of a program like SEEDS that's working well, and I want to thank you guys for coming on to Healthy Talk.
Thanks so much, Dr. Mike. It's our pleasure.
All right. So anyways, if you're interested, again, thegutsolution.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.